Coach Pittman, Trey Schaap, 103.7 The Buzz in Little Rock. Your Twitter account and the picture of you and the pigs, how did that come about?
Well, a friend of ours, Jamie and I, took us to the Bahamas, and one day I just rode a, I think they call it a tender, and you rode it up there, and it's amazing. The hogs are just, they're on the beach, and they're pretty good size too, you know, and so they're floating out there, and you can feed them and all that stuff. So that's how that came about, and I wanted that shot. You know, there's sharks down there too. I'm good, but I wanted that shot with the hogs.
Coach, to your left on the third row.
Hey, Coach, Andrew Kaufman from KMIZ in Columbia, Missouri. I'm curious what your relationship is like with Coach Drinkwitz and what you think of the state of the rivalry is, the battle line rivalry between you guys and Mizzou.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy the rivalry. I think it's exactly what it should be. We're close. We recruit a lot of the same kids, all that. Eli and I came into the league at the same time. I have utmost respect for him and what they're doing at Missouri. They had a heck of a year last year, and we're looking forward to playing them on day after Thanksgiving. But we have, from my standpoint, we have a really good relationship.
To your left on the second row, Jacques.
Hey, Coach, Jacques Doucet, WAFB TV in Baton Rouge. Can you take me back to last year before the LSU game and how crazy it was, what, on Friday morning, like at 9 o'clock, to not know if you're going to play a game or not the next day?
Yeah, you know, I believe the only way we could get better is to play the game. And even if it wasn't, you know, we were about out of all defensive alignment, several kids. And at one point, we go, we're going to play. We're ready to play. And then our running back, Traylon Smith, we got to where he might need to be quarantined. And at that point, I'm going, we can't play. I wanted to play for us. I also wanted to play for LSU because they hadn't played in 2 weeks. If we didn't play them, they wouldn't have played for 28 days. And I don't – them kids are working too. You know, we obviously wanted to beat them, but I didn't want them setting out another week. So Hunter Yurecek and I were both in the staff room, and when Traylon was supposedly quarantined, I said, "That's it. We can't function." And then I called, or our medical people called Traylon, and he said, "Hey, I haven't been around whomever it was that had the COVID." He said, "I haven't even been around him." And so he went ahead and played. And it was a really good football game, and so disappointed we weren't able to win. But that's kind of how it went down. There was a very, very fine line in there whether we were able to play that game or not. But we also knew that LSU fans had traveled, Arkansas fans had traveled, and we didn't want to disappoint them, either one of those fan bases either.
Coach, to your right on the first row.
Coach, Tyler Shaw with KBTX-TV in College Station. You know, after the foundation you started to lay last year at Arkansas, what are kind of the expectations around the program and what do you hope to accomplish heading into year two?
I think we just want to be better, you know, and obviously if we're quite a bit better, we'd like to be that. But we want to be better. If we can just keep growing our program and winning, beating more people, you can use that in recruiting. You can, you know, well, why are you considering here? Well, you know, we were fortunate, but we won that game or whatever it may be. And the more teams you do that in your tenure, then a lot of times you can do better at recruiting. But I just want to play hard and have our players more better prepared, bigger, stronger, faster, and then the results happen on the field. For me, each year, if we can just continue to improve, then I think at some point we'll have some huge success at Arkansas.
Coach, to your right on the aisle, second row.
Randy Rainwater, 103.7 The Buzz. You were talking about the LSU game with so many defensive players, particularly in the line, missing. Sam, what have you done to address that lack of depth I know you went to the transfer portal and picked up some guys there. I'm not sure the transfer portal is your favorite recruiting tool, but talk about adding to the depth and the talent in that defensive line.
Well, number one, the players we had to get better. And not only better, but bigger. I mean, we've had, like Zach Williams was playing around 2 1/4, you know, 230. And, you know, the guy blocking you is 330 pounds. You know, it's a mismatch. You know, he's around 265, 270 at this point. So we had to improve what we had first. And I think we did a really good job with that. We obviously have to recruit well. But then that was probably the only position on our team that I thought, help, we need it. And we went out, and it's nothing against the ones we had. It's just we needed it either in the depth department or in starting department. And we went out, and in our opinion, got three as good of options as anybody probably could have had in the country. If they say, hey, I want to go out and get three, okay, we got these three. We got three pretty good players.
Coach, to your left on the third row.
Coach, two of those players from Missouri. Trey Williams is also a local kid from Columbia. What has he brought to your team so far, and what have you seen out of him?
Well, he's got leadership qualities, you know. He's a hard worker. You know, Markell, you know, he's from Little Rock, you know, Parkview. I don't know if Missouri just beat us in recruiting and want him, or if we didn't, I don't know what the story was, but he's a fine player, played a lot of ball at Missouri. I know about Trey and Markell because Trey was given Isaiah Wynn and Andrew Thomas fits when we'd play Missouri, and they were both first rounders, you know, and he was giving them a tough battle. And then, of course, I knew Markell because wherever I was, it might have been Georgia or whatever, we were interested in looking at him. So the one thing about what happened is they're very, very hard workers. And, of course, then John Ridgway elected to go in the portal from Illinois State. He was a state champion heavyweight wrestler. He's a big old kid, you know, 6'5", 3 1/4, and has some athletic ability. That if we can shore up that part of our defense, which along with the ones we have, you know, Dorian Gerald, and I mean, there's a lot of kids that are coming back as well, Eric Gregory, Isaiah Nichols, I think we can have a fine defense.
Coach, to your right on the third row.
Coach, Dan Peck, ESPN 106.7 in Auburn. When we were talking with your players, they mentioned the significance of the victory over Mississippi State and the way snapping the conference losing streak and, you know, getting a win for a lot of these players that hadn't experienced very many of them at Arkansas. What you remember about the aftermath of that Mississippi State victory and how significant it could be for your program going
forward?
You know,
that's a great question. Thank you for it. I think the first half of Georgia, you know, was the first game. I think that built some confidence. I know we got beat by Georgia, but we were ahead at half. It was our first all-together game. Then we go to Mississippi State, and we left some kids home, to be honest with you. And I'm on the bus or on the plane, and I'm worried like crazy about it. And in my mind, I just go, you know, all we got is all we need. You know, if we go out and play well, we have a chance. I kept preaching that to our kids during the Friday night sessions, and obviously on Saturday morning it was a night game. And then, you know, I didn't really know. I knew we hadn't won, but I didn't, you know, I don't pay much attention to it. I'm just trying to get the best team we can out there. And then after the game, when you go in the locker room, some of the kids are crying and some of this thing. It was a big deal, you know, and we turned that damn jukebox on, and it was fun.
Two final questions, first on the right front row.
Coach, I think everybody knows about Treylon Burks, but Davion Warren, the importance of him staying healthy this year. And then what does John David White mean to the receiving core in this team?
Yeah, I love him. I mean, he's really worked hard, you know. And he almost got a pass last year. The linebacker from Missouri knocked him out, you know. But I tease with him all the time, you know, about, well, you had it for a while, you know, and was it Nick Bolton? I think he. But anyway, he's really improved. He's gotten heavier. He's working on his separation skills. He's fast, but you know he's quicker than fast, and he's done a nice job. You know, I am glad we got Davion back. If you look at our team, we have a whole lot of slot-looking kids, and we need some X's and some Y's and some Z's. You know, Warren Thompson coming in might solidify one of those spots. Of course, you have Trey and Tyson and those guys, but we need to get some more stretch on the field, speed.
To your left, Coach, second row.
Coach, I heard somebody say, some Arkansas fans described you as our Coach O, that you guys are similar, you know, salt of the earth people.
Thank you.
Coach Line, yeah, I heard you make the joke about your ACT score in the other room a while ago. That was funny. Do you find your kids and the fans kind of, that attracts them to you, the way you go about things?
Say again.
Do you think your fans and your players admire that about you and it kind of?
I think anybody admires humility, honesty, and with that, a little bit of self-confidence. I think anybody, you know, I always say the man makes the man. The job doesn't make the man. Just because I'm the head coach at Arkansas has not changed me since I was the head coach at Princeton High School in Missouri. It doesn't change me as a person. Might change my bank account. I think people respect that, you know. Changed my bank account a lot, by the way. But I think that's where, you know, I think I fit in at Arkansas because I think people feel like I'm one of them, and I want to be one of them, and I want to fit in at Arkansas. But I think that's probably part of it, and I'm probably the most well-liked 3-7 coach in the history of football, and I'm very grateful and thankful for that.
Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, everybody.